Welcome to Shoot the Breeze, a podcast that celebrates the messiness of life, relationships, and Christianity, featuring my wife, Lacey, and myself, Nathan. It's creatively titled because it will be just us shooting the breeze, sometimes with guests, while occasionally saying something important. We hope you enjoy. Hello, and welcome to Meditations. This is a new series on our podcast, Shoot the Breeze. And it features short reflections on scripture designed to encourage and equip Christians to live free, joy-filled lives. And basically, I'm just going to talk through a passage, a short one, and give some of my thoughts and reflections on it. The first one that immediately when I wanted to start out this series on our podcast, it's one that frustrated me, and I'll be honest, I didn't actually look at for a long time. So it's Romans 8:12-17. It says, "So brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if you live according to the Spirit, you are putting to death the deeds of the body. You will live. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." So in Scripture, whenever it says like you're a son of Satan or you're a son of God, simply all that means is, who are you following after? Who are you deriving your identity from? So if you follow after God, if you're led by the Spirit, if you're submitted to Him, trust Him, empowered by Him, you're a son of God. Your identity is rooted and founded in God. Verse 15, "For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you've received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also. Heirs of God, fellow heirs with Christ, if we indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him." So, big idea. God is our dad. He is our heavenly dad. That is who he is. And we are his kids. Now, here is the difficult part, is some of us have not had the best father examples. I remember one time back in Bible school, one of my teachers, you know, he saw me struggling with a lot of stuff. And he goes, "You know, is God your father?" And I was like, "No, you know, not at all. He's sovereign, he's holy, he's a king, he's all of these things, but he is not father." In fact, I remember reading like the Lord's Prayer, right? Our Father who is in heaven. I remember just like glossing over father and just being like, yeah, he's king, he's sovereign, you know, Lord. No, because while my dad provided for me medically or practically in that space, he did not provide for me in terms of my heart, mind, emotions. And so I would project onto God the Father. God is similar. He's sovereign, but he doesn't care emotionally or mentally for me, essentially. And what happened is this affected my prayers. This affected my Bible reading. This affected my theology. It's how I approached him, how I pursued or loved him, was out of duty, not out of emotion and everything. And what happens is we often think that our theology and our experiences are unrelated. This could not be further from the truth. Our early childhood experiences and relationships, they don't just influence our perspective, they are completely inhibited. They inhibit our ability to see the fullness of who God is. So, for example, I had a dad who seemingly was emotionally, relationally distant. And so God was emotionally, relationally distant, even though he provided for me pragmatically. Our early experiences and relationships, when they're left unresolved, they blind us to the fullness of who God is. And so this passage, Romans 8:12-17, another one, Galatians 4:1-7, right? Paul says the same thing. "Now I say, as long as the heir is a child, he does not differ at all from a slave, although he is an owner of everything, but he is under guardians and managers until the date set by the father. So also, we, while we were children, were held in bondage under the elemental things of the world. He's dealing with the religious Jewish culture. Those are the elemental things. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, Jesus, born under the law, those elemental things, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions as sons. Because you are sons, right? Us, we love and are filled with the Spirit, so we're his sons. God has set forth the Spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave to those elemental things, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Here's what happens is unfortunately, or fortunately, God has shared that title, Father, with our earthly fathers. That is the title he shares. The role and responsibility of our earthly father is to protect us, to provide for our needs, and to affirm our God-given identity. Those three things. If our dad was absent or has difficulty meeting those needs, whether intentionally or unintentionally, okay, what happens is our perception of God is distorted or devalued. And we start to almost live like on this pendulum swing of, you know, if we've had an abusive dad, then God is abusive and we look at him in a fearful way, or almost to the other extreme where God is only love and he accepts everything and there's nothing worthy of discipline and he just loves and everything's acceptable to him. And we do this pendulum swing, And we don't get the fullness of God when our growing up years are left unresolved. Our view of God, especially as Heavenly Father, is often seen through the lens of our experience with our earthly fathers. And so my encouragement that kind of as you look at and you assess, you know, how do you view God? How do you see him? How do you perceive him? How do you emotionally, mentally, you know, relationally interact with him? Just recognize, you know, might the way you perceive him not necessarily be biblical, but might it be as a result of areas of your life, your relationships growing up, circumstances growing up, these things that have influenced your heart, mind, perspective of him, and they've just simply been left unresolved. And so that's my encouragement today, is to seek, pray, ask God, the Father, Heavenly Dad, is there anywhere that I'm misperceiving you, or how might I be misperceiving you? Hey, thank you so much for joining me on this first meditation. Really appreciate it. Goodbye.